Greetings to all the ardent followers and listeners of Ageless Priceless underscore LA7Ola. Welcome on board flight, Ageless Priceless underscore LA7Ola. It's good to have you all glued to your seat for Ageless Priceless underscore LA7Ola. Kindly fasten your seatbelts as we take off with the podcast show. Good morning on an early rise from wherever you may or could be around the world. Good afternoon from a bright side and a lovely and wonderful evening to you all. Welcome on board Ageless Priceless underscore LA7Ola. Welcome to our season 10, which I tagged Age, Aging, and Ageless. I'm going to make it 3 A's or triple A's. Now, I'm going to start with an introduction of what age, ageless, and aging implies. It's a spiritual podcast. Though to my ardent listeners, I said I do not do religious podcast, but situations, circumstances, and conditions led me into it because when I look at everything going on around the world, I begin to ponder and wonder what the world is turning into. Even the current crisis in Russia and Ukraine. Now, I will be ushering you in with a song. And that song is meant to introduce us to our podcast show. So please stay tuned and listen. Thank you and God bless.
You are with me.
Yes, God is who He is. He's actually ageless. Nobody can be compared to God Almighty. No individual on earth, no matter how rich, how powerful, how buoyant you may be, you can never be compared to God. You can never be more than God. You can never have everything as much as God. We all need praise worship this morning, wherever you are. I've always told you that on my own podcast show, whenever you are meeting me, that's the first time it's morning. Now I'll be playing another worship song, then we'll be taking our Bible verses from 1 Timothy chapter 1, then we'll go right into God's word for us today. So please stay tuned. Thank you.
Torn up hearts
Definitely, God will show us His face. He will fill up His face in us, in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit. I want it to be limiting because at this turbulent time, at this trying period, at this our whatever moment you are passing through or going through, you definitely need God. Welcome on board Ageless Priceless _ Help is 7. Oh Lord, it's still the episode of Age, Aging and Ageless. Like I said, when we're boarding the flight, I said we'll be going into 1 Timothy this morning. And then from chapter 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, that is, he was a messenger of Jesus Christ, whom Jesus Christ appointed and commanded. God commanded him because God is our Savior and God is our hope, God is our Messiah. And God said to Timothy, my true son in faith, grace. According to God, grace implies spiritual blessings and favor, mercy, peaceful heart, and a host of others from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, whom is also Jesus our Lord. And he said, I urge you, when I was on my way, that is, Jesus said he was on his way to Macedonia. He said, stay wherever you are at Ephesus in order that you may warn and admonish and charge certain individuals not to teach any different doctrine. What is God trying to tell us? God was trying to tell us that there are so many teachers in the world who teaches the word of God. And this word of God which they teach may be different from the original word which God wants to be taught. I'm not particularly going into churches right now. I'm not saying some pastors, some prophets, some deacons or deaconesses are not right for you. But you have your instincts to discern whichever is good. God also said not to give importance to or occupy themselves with lies, with beliefs, that is, their traditional beliefs, and endless genealogies which fosters and promotes useless speculations and questioning rather than acceptance in faith of God's administration and the divine training that is in faith, that is, in the learning of entire human personality on God and in absolute trust and confidence in God. Verse 5 said, whereas the object and purpose of our instruction and charge is love, which springs from a pure heart and a good, that is, clear conscience and sincere faith. That verse 5 is actually telling us that the purpose of you loving an individual on earth should be and stand from a pure heart. How pure is your heart towards your fellow human? How pure is your heart towards their behavior and characters? Are you actually taking them for who they are? Are you correcting them when they err? Do you actually love them and you do not persecute them? Are you not envious of them? Verse 6 says, but certain individuals have missed the mark on this very matter and have wandered away into vain argument and discussion and purposeless talk. There are so many Christians that wanders away from the true word of God, and they talk nasty about the words of God. I'll give you an example. An example is the first fruits and tithes. A lot of people say a lot of things about these two topics. I am not here to contest or to talk about these two vices. But what I will simply tell you is there are certain things I move away from when you start talking as an individual. One, when it comes to the word of God, I don't discuss things that are against God's word. Whatever is in the Bible is what you are meant to follow. We are all children of God. We are all pastors. We are all prophets. We are all prophetesses. We are all deacons. We are all deaconesses, depending on how you take God into your life, depending on how devoted you are to God, depending on how you dedicate yourself to God. Verse 7 says, they are ambitious to be doctors of the law, that is, teachers, but they have no understanding either of the word and terms they use or of the subject about which they make dogmatic assertions. A lot of people say so many things which they do not actually have knowledge of what they are talking about. They do not have insight into what they are actually discussing. They just want to be heard by every individual. But when you want to be heard by every individual, you don't go into God's word, because God's word is very, very different from every word. Now, verse 8 says, now we recognize and know that the law is good if anyone uses it lawfully for the purpose for which it was designed. God made a law. He made the commandments. The Ten Commandments has always been there. And he admonished us to please adhere and obey. 9 says, knowing and understanding this, that the law is not enacted for the righteous, that is, the upright and just, who are profane and then it's not for mothers, fathers, and then he said, irreverent and profane for those who strike and beat, for kidnappers, for liars. I would love to take that verse 9 again. And then we'll look at it deeply, because that verse 9, I'm trying to really figure it, because it has a lot of things. It said, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, and for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. Oh, wow. I was reading from another version of the Bible, which says, knowing and understanding this, that the law is not enacted for the righteous, that is, the upright and the just, who are in right standing with God, but for the lawless and unruly, for the ungodly and sinful, for the irreverent and profane, for those who strike and beat and murder fathers, and strike and beat and murder mothers, for manslayers. Oh, wow, that is wonderful. God's word is always wonderful. What is God trying to tell us here? That is that we make laws, we make rules, we make regulations at times in life. But those regulations are not for obedient individuals. They are not for people who align in God's way, in God's attitude, in God's behavior, in God's direction, in God's doctrine. But simply that it is made for people who are killers, who murder their fathers, who murder their mothers, and then they just kill unlawfully for no just purpose. They just feel, by my killing this individual, I'll be happy. You killing an individual is not until you physically kill that person. You could kill the person spiritually. You could kill someone with your words of mouth. You could kill someone in so many ways. And you just look at it that I hate this individual. Let me speak ill words about the individual. When you say someone is a manslayer, that is unlawful killing of a human, either in negligence, incidental, or without specific malice or sudden excitement of anger, you feel, I do not like this person, I do not want to see this person, and I just want this person eliminated. There are a lot of people you work with that without you doing anything, they want you out of that job. One, they might want your position. Two, they might not just want your position. They might look at it that you are flourishing, you are advancing in life. Let's eliminate him or her, and we'll see how he or her could survive. We'll see how he or her could go further in life. But I keep telling people, when one door does not close, another does not open. So if you let someone away from his or her job, if you are truly a child of God and you are in spirit and in alignment with God's word and God's doctrine and God's commandment, before that particular incident happens, God will open another way for you to close the mouth of your enemies. This verse 9, I would want everyone to please ponder into it very well, because it says, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. God knows that the righteous man will always abide by his law, because he has his fear in earth. He said, but for the lawless and the disobedient. There are so many lawless people and disobedient child of God or children of God. I'm not here to contest who is lawless or who is disobedient. But God said the law is made for those people in order to retract them back from their evil ways. He also said the law is made for the ungodly and for sinners. I'm not saying you're ungodly. I'm not saying I'm godly. We all have our way of lives at times. And at times we just sit down and then we look at it that I'm meditating. Do I change from this bad behavior to good behavior? Then if I change and I don't communicate with you, does not mean I hate you. It just means I'm advancing in life in God's word. He said, for murderers of fathers are murderers of mothers. A lot of people murder individuals in different ways, like I told you. I said, when you are manslaying, that is unlawful killing of an individual or an human, either knowingly or unknowingly, which is negligence or incidental, or unlawfully. Just feel, if I kill this person, I go away with it. Just like what is happening in Russia and Ukraine. And then you look at it, and the other person says, without any specific malice, I do not hate you, but I just want you eliminated. I do not hate you, but I just hate your achievement. That is killing the individual spiritually and then physically. And then you now say, upon a sudden excitement of anger, you just feel hatred towards an individual. It's good to feel or to be angry at an individual. It's good to just dislike someone, but that doesn't imply that you should tarnish their image or reputation or integrity, because you cannot create an ant. So why kill an individual? Why kill a human? God gave birth to you. That is where the age thing comes from. As you advance in life, you begin to age in life, which we call aging. You begin to have more intellect. You begin to discern and then put aside so many other things. And as you are aging, you get to a stage that is when you become ageless. You drop all those things that has been with you right from your childhood days. So some people, it will look as if you are actually weak. But to you, you are not weak. To you are not stupid. To you are not senseless. But you just realize that all those attitudes, all those behaviors, all those characters, all those lifestyles, they do not worth it in life. Being humble is the perfect word which I can use this morning. So, in essence, what am I trying to say? Let's follow the doctrines of God. Let's teach each other what that would motivate the heart and will heal each and every individual. I do not know where you are having issues this morning, but I just pray that by the special power and the anointing of God, God Almighty would heal and suit your heart. God Almighty will make everything perfect. God Almighty would God Almighty will captivate and subdue everything under His control, and then it will quiet the storm in your life. Our next episode will be going deeply into God's word. We'll be praying. So if you feel like joining the podcast or sending a message, you are free and welcome to do so. To all my ardent followers and listeners on Ageless Priceless _ Helly 7 Wola, I say good morning from an early rise, good afternoon from a bright side, and a lovely and wonderful evening. Hope you enjoy this podcast show. Thank you for listening and for always being there. Love you all, and please adhere to God's instructions, to God's word, and be obedient.